How has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
It really hasn't. I believe in God. I'm a Roman Catholic. A lot of people are likening COVID-19 to the Book of Revelations, which really it doesn't apply. What this has taught me as a person, I still believe in God as a result of this. My belief is even stronger. I don't think this is something that God has sent his wrath to kill the majority of people in the United States, or that it's causing people a lot of anguish. I will say that, because people have, as a society, we have become so reliant on freedom. It really kind of has taken us a step back. And if you want to look introspectively at yourself in your beliefs, this is teaching everybody, or it should be teaching everyone, what's important in your life. Is it your family, or is it having the ability to always go out and get something to eat, or go out to dinner, or go see a movie? It kind of is bringing everybody back home to show what really is important, which is, in my opinion, and in my case, it's my family. I'm looking out to benefit them. As far as religion goes, family's the most important. You stem off of family. And then if you have God in the mix, you can pray to God and pray that everyone is kept safe.
Is your religious community still gathering currently?
No, actually, they're not. Our masses are being streamed on Facebook through the Facebook link. And you can attend virtually and attend the masses, or you could watch the recordings of them. And this started when Governor Ducey actually put that into place, the stay-at-home order.
Yes. How has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
It really hasn't. I've never been active once I moved to Arizona as getting involved in the church itself, just because of other conflicting times that I have available. But we could still participate. We can still be communal. It just has to be at a distance. And as far as like receiving communion, that's a big thing. Everybody believes you're going to go to hell if you don't receive communion. Everything is spiritually, there's a spiritual blessing that was issued. So you're not receiving a host, but you're receiving Christ through a different mechanism, which is prayer.
Is your religious community supplying or engaging in any of the community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic?
Yes, the St. Vincent de Paul chapter at our church is actually helping feed people within our community, the church community, as well as the neighboring area. Those people that are in need, they do have a food pantry that's set up, and they encourage donations, which we do. And each week they put out what they may need in the pantry to fulfill helping people within the community.
Well, thank you for your time. It was a pleasure interviewing you.
No problem. Good luck.
Thank you.